Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Damien O'Mara.
Thank you, Ani. Good morning again. I was just looking, it's 13 weeks today until the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. We're just under 18 weeks away until the Paralympics begin. And plenty of athletes who are confirmed to be involved or would hope to be involved in each headline, the news this morning, and will be in the headlines across the weekend. There's been more medal success for Ireland last night at the European Para Swimming Championships in Portugal. Nicole Turner shared gold with Switzerland's Nora Meister in the final of the S6 50 metres freestyle. They clocked an identical time of 35.51 seconds. It was Turner's second medal this week, but it was her first ever gold at a major championship. Dervla Brady took bronze in the same event, while Roisin Nirine finished 8th in her S13 50 metres freestyle final. Rhys McLennigan will defend his pommel horse title at the European Championships in Italy this afternoon. There's coverage of his final on RT2 television from 5:30. There was defeat yesterday for Tokyo Olympic gold medalist Kelly Harrington. Her first loss in 32 fights, coming in the semi-finals of the European Championships in Belgrade. Middleweight Aoife O'Rourke and light flyweight Shannon Sweeney will both contest finals on Sunday after victories yesterday. And we've often lauded the performances of our rowers on the international stage, two of whom further displayed their skills and maybe their adaptability yesterday. With Fintan McCarthy and Aoife Casey both missing the European Championships through illness, their regular double partners Paul O'Donovan and Margaret Cremin attempted individual disciplines at the elite competitive level for the first time. Cremin won her lightweight single heat to reach the final of the event. O'Donovan finished third in the heavyweight singles to reach today's repechage, while Jake McCarthy won his heat in the men's lightweight single to also advance to the final. In soccer, Manchester City sits second in the English Premier League this morning. They're 1 point behind Arsenal, but do have a game in hand. Then after a 4-0 thrashing of Brighton last night, City led the game 3-0 after just 34 minutes. There was a home debut for Brighton for 19-year-old Cork striker Marco Mahoney. He played the final 15 minutes of the game. It's his second appearance for their first team coming inside this month. The Feyenoord manager Arne Slot last night confirmed his desire to succeed Jurgen Klopp as the Liverpool manager. The two clubs are understood to have opened discussions around the 45-year-old's availability. There's a full schedule of games in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division this evening. Leader Shelburne hosts St Patrick's Athletic. Shell's now without a win in 5 league games, while Noel King will take charge of Dundalk for the first time when they host Bohemians. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are tied for the lead at the Zurich Classic in Louisiana. They're 11 under par after the opening round of what is a team event. One shot clear of the field, but they are in a 4-way tie for the lead. Tom McKibben is going well in his second round at the DP World Tour's Handa Championship in Japan. He's 6 under par with 15 holes played. It's moved him to 7 under par for the tournament. The lead there is at 10 under. At 1 over par, Stephanie Meadow is 8 shots off the lead after her opening round at the LPGA Tour's LA Championship, while the second round of the South African Women's Open is underway on the Ladies European Tour. Contrasting fortunes this morning for the two Irish participants. Olivia Mahaffey is 3 under after 3 holes to move to 6 under. Lauren Walsh has dropped 3 shots over her opening 6 holes to move back to 9 over par. Olivia Mahaffey, I should say, is 6 over par, so both a long way off the lead there. Now to Gaelic games, where I make it 21 games across hurling and football senior intercounty competitions to navigate between now and Sunday evening. We'll get a view of the football provincial semi-finals with Lee Keegan shortly, but much first to consume hurling and the residents of Donal O'Cusack's Hurling Nation.
Good morning, Damien. It's not yet May and the hurling championships are already making noise. Last week, Clare had Limerick on the ropes for more than 50 minutes before the banner blacked out. The attack got bashful and their defence forgot how to defend. You might have to go back to Limerick's All-Ireland final collapse to Offaly 30 years ago for the last time celebration curdled to catastrophe so quick. With Clare heading to Cork this Sunday, Hurling Nation is asking both teams the same question. Will the real banner and rebel counties please stand up? Cork came through the league looking like they knew what they were doing. The team seemed like a good blend of young and old. Getting Alan Connolly and Matt Coleman back was a bonus. Things went poorly against Waterford. A long, gloomy cortege of Cork fans drove back over the Auld Bridge and the post-mortems down this way have been unpleasant. So Cork v Clare is the first big Super Value Park Sunday. A full house, two teams who desperately need to discover themselves in championship, this is what makes Munster hurling great. Our confidence in Cork hasn't evaporated, but this looks like a clear win. That said, we wouldn't recommend betting your house on it. Next on the bill is Limerick playing host to Tipperary. The Treaty never seem to lose touch with their real selves when it matters. Every year at this time, Tipperary are asked who their real selves actually are. They lost all four games in Munster in 2022. Last year, they were on the brink of reaching the Munster final when they handed Waterford their only win of the summer. They recovered to put 7-38 past Offaly in Tullamore, but then their summer just fizzled out in the quarters. What we will get from Tip this Sunday is anybody's guess. Limerick, though, will be no mystery. Their last two competitive games have seen them lose a league semi-final to Kilkenny and needing a Houdini escape against Clare. John Coyley will be expecting a proper performance. Hurling Nation expects the same. Leinster is the poor relation in a lopsided championship. In a province containing 12 counties plus Antrim and Galway, it's a tribute to the GAA's failure to promote hurling that the race for the third Leinster qualifying place comes down to Wexford and Dublin every year. This weekend, Dublin travel to Carlow. The Joe McDonagh champions may cause some scary moments for the Dubs, but only some. Antrim host Wexford at Corrigan Park. After the hiding they got from Kilkenny, the comfort of home still won't be enough for a traumatised Saffrons. The big game is Kilkenny's visit to Galway. They played each other on this weekend last year in a lively bout of shadowboxing. This sequel promises more of the same. Finally, in the always interesting Joe McDonagh Cup, the top contenders Westmeath and Offaly, who both suffered surprise beatings last week, play each other tomorrow in Tullamore with the fateful favourites for this one. That's it, Damien. The real Hurling Nation is going to sit down for now. Enjoy the weekend's action.
We'll do our best. That's Donal O'Gmore for him next Friday. No doubt Lee Keegan is with us, as mentioned, to look ahead to the football semi-finals. Hiya, Lee.
Good, Damon. How are you?
How do you follow that? We'll begin Ulster down play Armagh tomorrow. Donegal against Tyrone on Sunday. Who can look forward to being in the diamond in Clonus for the final on the 12th of May?
The Armagh down game is a funny one, Damien. I think for down, it's a lot of hindrance on this game for them to see if they can get Sam Maguire or Talchin. But for me, Armagh really looked aggressive last weekend against Fermanagh, and they look like a team that's really looking to go after Ulster hard this year after the disappointment last year. So for me, I think Armagh by a few points, just looking at the team on paper. But the big game for me in Ulster this weekend is obviously the Tyrone-Donegal game. So much chatter after Donegal's brilliant performance last weekend against Derry. And on paper, And on form, you think Donegal, but Tyrone are so inconsistent, you just don't know what way they're going to pop up. You know, first half against Cavan and even second half, they looked brilliant. And then again, what Tyrone do is decide, you know what, we forgot we were playing football a little bit. So, but for me, just the momentum that Jim McGuinness has brought in Donegal and the way they're playing, I think they have enough to beat Tyrone, and the schedule Tyrone have put themselves in going to extra time against Cavan. So for me, Donegal by a couple of points this weekend.
Okay, and then a double header at Croke Park in Leinster, Kildare against Louth, Dublin paired with Offaly. Who's going to advance from those?
I don't think we can chat too much about the Dublin Offaly game. Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, I don't think I've ever seen odds like it 1 to 500. So and listen, that's not been disrespectful, Offaly. It's just the reality of where Dublin are and Leinster at this stage. So for me, it's Dublin by a good chunk, I think. The big game for me is Kildare Louth. Again, similar to Down Armagh, Kildare have so much riding on this game for their season, really, Damien, to be honest, because it's been an absolute catastrophe in terms of where they're at, their performances, and even against Wicklow, it was kind of a get out of jail card nearly towards then. So it kind of summed up their season. I think for Louth, I don't think they've got enough respect this year yet under Ger Brennan and where they were last year, considering Mickey Hart leaving and the job Ger Brennan's done. I think for me, Loud, the way they're playing and just the momentum they've gathered as well, I think they look all around better than Kildare. So okay, I'm going to back Loud this weekend, Damien.
Lee, enjoy the games of the weekend. Thanks so much for being with us. Finally, to snooker, Mark Allen will face John Higgins in the second round of the World Snooker Championship. Higgins yesterday beat Jamie Jones 10-6 to advance beyond the first round.